morning. We are set for another installment of Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling. And Dr. Beth speaks. And Dr. Beth joins us again on the phone lines. Doctor, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Mike. How are you?
Doing good, as we've made it to a third part of this three-part series, as we're into this new year, new month, time for new beginnings, some changes. And today we're focusing on something we hinted at in our last show, values and ethics and mental health. How do we get started on today's topic?
Well, this occurred to me how important it was when I was thinking about the different kinds of things that bring people to a therapist's office. You know, things like, first, of course, the feelings of anxiety and depression. But when you talk further, they're based on relationship stressors or grief or workplace stuff or parenting, you know, being limited by age or by physical changes. And so I thought, okay, what do these have in common? And all of them cause some kind of stress because they're a change. It's an unexpected change, and it needs to be processed. You know, like things will never be exactly what they were if somebody has passed or if you've lost some kind of physical ability. So, you know, while people are designed for change, it certainly is not easy for us. And we can tell we're designed because we can't stop it. You know, everything keeps moving on. You know, and when we think about the kinds of changes, just super simple. When we're first here born, we're children, and as children, as we grow, we become the experts on parenting, and then the next stage is parents, and then we realize there's more to it, and then we become parents of the parents, and there's yet another layer to having children because now you're the parents of adult children. It's like we thought we had it right, and then all of a sudden we're blindsided.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then we get anxious. I wanted to do it right, and next time I'm going to do it better. So I try to control the future, or I start feeling bad about the past. So we're caught in this cycle of change, but then what do we do? What does values and ethics have to do with this? We have to be able to find a reset point, and we can't change time. We can't make our children little kids again. We can't recreate something that is already over with. So those values and ethics are our reset positions. Like, we can go back to, okay, so what's the purpose of this? What's the value of having gone through this? How can we get back to that? We want to make sure that those are very solid and ethical, because if those are, we can get back there more easily. Otherwise, we have to set one up and then form our lives, our decisions after that. So, for example, if what we were doing before, like let's say something's passed and we're feeling bad about it, if we were doing the right thing and we lost the job, okay, then we were supposed to lose it. We can't give up our values for that. If we were doing our best and it didn't work out, it's okay. But if after we think about it, we think, oh my gosh, I cut some corners, or I wasn't as good to my spouse as I could have been, then we can make amends, we can apologize, we can start over and move to make a commitment to do it better. Now, we got to be sure that we've got good morals and ethics. We want to be thinking about, are we following the right people? It's not the loudest, it's not the most challenging that are the most trustworthy. That doesn't eliminate them, but you want to make sure that we're not just following the crowd. As we said last week, it's the ones who live by their words. They're experts, they've been researched, and they'll ask the hard questions. We want to make sure that while they can change over time, honesty is honesty no matter what situation we're in, for example. So if you want to be able to have a simple reset button, check your ethics and your values, and just do a quick examination by doing what I say I'm going to do.
And as you mentioned, you don't want them to kind of be a fly-by-night ethics and values just to fit the current fad or what have you.
Exactly, because that's where then we start feeling very uncomfortable, because then we have to reset something we didn't believe in.
Well, good advice. Hopefully folks were able to tune into all three topics as we focused on this January set of values and ethics and how it all kind of ties together over the course of these last few shows. We've got much more for you over the next several weeks and months. Stay with us each week at this time for Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Go online to safeharboril.com and you can call 630-466-8657.